What's good, you guys? This is Yokar Rekt here, and welcome back to our Tales From series, a series that explores the many hundreds, if not thousands, of towns and cities across America. I'm your host, and let's go ahead and get started. Alrighty then, you guys, here comes the Tales From series. Let's delve in, shall we? At the intersection of Interstates 20, 75, 85, and 285 lies the city of Atlanta, Georgia. In today's Tales From series, we're going to explore how Atlanta became the capital and the most populous city of the U.S. state of Georgia, as well as the number one city for African American small business expansion and growth. So today, Atlanta is obviously the capital, and it has a population of close to 500,000 people, making it the eighth most populous city in the Southeast and the 38th most populous city in the United States. Actually, that's very interesting. It is a very cultural place. In fact, it is home to a very high Protestant, especially Southern Baptist population, and it is the best city for African American small business growth. And the reasoning for this is because, due to its policies and procedures towards small businesses, and specifically African Americans who try to go into business as entrepreneurs, it has become a very steady growth of African American expansion. As I should say, supposed or opposed to the 1950s and 60s, where it was a very dark time for African Americans, and so the city has really changed. Now, Atlanta was originally founded around railroads, hence why it's such a very good transportation hub, but it's also such a very good economic center. During the Civil War, it was unfortunately a strategic point for the traitors of the Confederacy until it was captured and then burned in the late 1860s. And it became the unofficial capital of the New South. And in the 1950s and 60s, the civil rights movement took this town by storm and basically changed it and flipped it in favor of the African Americans who were trying to get their equal rights. There's also were very good Native American settlements for a longest time, back through the 1700s and early 1800s, which, as many people all know, they were driven out of their rightful lands, and then they were tricked into signing treaties, so they were never really fulfilled, and they got kicked out. Now, in 1836, the Georgia Assembly voted to build the Atlantic Railroad in order to provide a link between the port of Savannah, now known as Savannah, Georgia, and the Midwest, especially places like Chicago and St. Louis, which is the gateway to the West at this point. And so, when that happened, they sprawled, they became a very good indicator, it became a very good indicator that they were going to really become financially strong, at least until the Civil War broke that all down, and then they built it right back up. Now, if you notice, and I'm not really sure, if this is something that will come to mind when you think of some of the pathways that especially were commonly taken during the Civil War. But if you look at some of the maps from where the Union troops started in Mississippi and where they ended up in Atlanta to capture Atlanta, if you trace the highways, the modern highways from around the central Mississippi area to Interstate 20, you can almost follow the exact same route using the interstates, which is a fun fact for you. I had no idea of this until I actually looked at one of the maps from the routes that they took to get to Atlanta in the Civil War, but it actually makes sense. Like, they may not have planned for the interstates to be along the same routes, but some of the interstates and highways from Mississippi to Atlanta are actually somewhat follow the same routes, especially Interstate 20. So if you follow those routes, you might actually find that you can actually trace some, if not all, of the route on that map. It's actually very cool. Anyway, back on track, in the civil rights movement, they were actually very very hardcore trying to get the rights that they deserved. And there are even some very notable African Americans, which I will note towards the end of the episode. Much controversy preceded the 1956 Sugar Bowl, with when the Pitt Panthers fullback Bobby Greer was on the roster, and they argued whether he should be allowed to play during his race due to his race. And I'm very very positive that they actually let him play, and the game went on as planned, but there was so much opposition at the time. So there are some figures that were the very first at the time to play sports in this area, and a lot more first in the African American community. And so that's a little bit something that you guys can research. There actually is, if you're in America, or even if you're in the outer national territory, there's actually an African American History Museum in DC, and you can go to their website, and I will leave a link to the in the description for you guys to go and look for yourselves to see some of the amazing things that they have, because they have national African American facts about everything that went on, especially in the South, and you guys can go and look at some of those things that they have available. In 1996, they actually hosted the Olympic Games. Now, granted, I'm not sure if that was the last time the US hosted the Olympics. I'm pretty sure that's the last time they hosted the Summer Olympics. I don't know if I don't I think I we may have hosted a Winter Olympics since then, but I have no idea. Like I've said, and I've been saying for several episodes that I've ever done, I'm only 19, so I would not know that far back into memory if we actually had another Olympics since then, seeing as how it would not be in the most recent history. But I do know we did have a 1996 Olympic Games. 2000 is actually very change-worthy, and so now, this is where the improvement really, I mean, really ramps up, for everybody. Like, everybody begins to prosper, a majority of people anyway. Middle class gets strengthened, and this is something that's really cool about Atlanta, is that for the longest time, if you guys look at Fulton County on the map, which is the county that Atlanta is in, that top little piece north of Atlanta, where some of the other towns in Fulton County lie, that little tiny bit at the very tip, actually, surprisingly, you would find out that it actually did not originally belong to Fulton County. Actually, Georgia and the legislature actually allowed them to annex that part. I have to I have to I just have to share that. So how did Fulton County get the top part? Well, that's actually a very interesting story. So The land that was originally a part of the original Fulton County was previously part of DeKalb. Then, due to financial troubles during the Great Depression, they annexed it. Milton and Campbell counties were added to Fulton County in 1932. And then Fulton County also annexed the city of Roswell from Cobb County. So now Fulton County is actually made from four different counties. Well, actually, yeah, really, it's really made from four different counties: DeKalb, Milton, Campbell, and Cobb. This is actually really interesting fact. So that's how Fulton County got its shape. It's weirdly shaped like that. Now, Milton and you will recall, if I'm not mistaken, I'm gonna regret myself if I get this wrong, but Milton County is the top one, and Campbell County is the bottom part of Fulton County, that in the order that they got annexed. And so, I will also leave a link to that. It's you can find that information as to how Fulton County got its shape from FultonCountyGeorgia.gov. It's literally right there. If you do your research, you can find this stuff. I'll leave a link to that as well. It's very interesting. Now this is the last part that I have to do, and I have to point out some notable figures from Atlanta. Many of you guys will remember some of these names, and some of them you will not remember. Some of these names, you, so yeah. You'll probably remember Steve Harvey. You will definitely remember him. You'll remember Jane Fonda, names like Tyler Perry. Raven Simone came out of Atlanta. Donald Glover, Chris Tucker, Portia Williams. Williams is very interesting because she's actually on a show that is actually takes place in Atlanta as well. Jasmine Guy, she is actually from a classic TV, so A Different World, that was on for the longest time when my parents and my grandparents used to watch them a lot. And actually some Disney stars came out of Atlanta, Georgia. China Ann McClain came out of Atlanta, Georgia. There are some people from Nickelodeon that have been picked by Tyler Perry, but that we're not I don't think we're actually originally from Atlanta, that were born in Atlanta, but they are picked, and their show and they do have that we call it Black Hollywood because Tyler Perry owns it, and that's where a lot of the shows that you see by Tyler Perry and other famous Atlanta stars are made, in that area. And so there's some like the you may remember the TV show Young Dylan and That Girl Lele from Nickelodeon. Some, if not most, of that is you'll come to find out, especially Tyler Perry's Young Dylan, actually is shot down there. So that's actually very cool. Some people, for academics, Ron Clark, Thomas E. Hill. Now those are names you might not remember, because especially if you're from out of state. There are journalists from there. There are a ton of musicians from there. 2 Chainz, 21 Savage. Oh yeah, he's my favorite. Lil Baby, he's from Atlanta. Bobby V, Cat Power, Ciara, Drummer Boy, Future. Yes, shout out to Future. JID, he's actually from Atlanta, Georgia. Lil Jon, Lil Yachty, Vivek Madala, Made in TYO, Gucci Mane. These are actually there's like a long list. Lil Nas X is from there. Gunna, Rich the Kid. You guys will remember Summer Walker. Soulja Boy is from there. Roscoe Dash, B.O.B., BIC is from there. YC, Schooley. Yeah, I'm trying to look. I'm trying to look because I have like a long list to keep track of this, and I'm trying to look to see if Jermaine Dupri is up here. I don't think so. I know he does stuff down there, but I don't think so. Southside is from there too. Actually, there's some names up here that even I don't know. Silento is from there. Everybody remembers him. I don't even know if he makes music anymore, but it's really, really cool. So there's a lot of people from there that were born and came out of there. Many of them have backstories to Atlanta, like especially if you go to the 80s and 90s, some of them were trying to trying to make a name for themselves, and they were struggling for a while. You will find a lot of people from across the nation that have that kind of story, especially football players and whatnot. They will have a story where they were struggling as a child, and they were trying to make it out, did some things, and they got an opportunity. Those kinds of stories. A lot of the stories are very common. So anyway, I have covered everything. Now I need to try and remember what links I promised that I was going to share. But if you guys really enjoyed this episode, let me know. You guys can always contact me via email, call into the podcast, leave a message. It doesn't really matter how you do it. But I'm really excited to put this out there for you guys. Every single day, I am trying to make the show better and improve. And if you guys leave me some feedback, I will know just how to make it special for you. Okay, then you guys, as always, I am Yokar Rek. I have been your host from our Tales From series. Shout out to all my people out there that are making it big. You guys are awesome. Let's keep running, you guys. I am Yokar Rek, and I am out of here.